Escape from Plan A.
Escape. Escape. Escape.
From Plan A.
Yeah, okay, so I was thinking, I guess we're recording this for like a maybe a bonus or whatever, but we're just sitting here in this cabin in Catskills, leaving tomorrow morning. So I figured, how often are you in New York? Probably rarely.
Very rarely. I mean, it's the last time I was here was 11 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a while.
You must not love it here.
Well, it was more the circumstances. I think I'm over it. So no, it's been good to get out. It's been good to see a different side of the country.
Yeah.
Right. And you know what? I gotta say, it's not so bad.
Yeah.
It's not too bad.
It was a really mellow weekend.
It was an extremely mellow weekend.
Not much productivity except through just cooking and eating and just like generally low energy hanging out, which is kind of nice.
Which was exactly what I needed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, so it was cool to kind of fly into the city, get that like city experience, that New York thing going on,
yeah,
and then just bounce.
Right. Nice.
So yeah, thank you for the idea to come out here.
We used to come up here all the time anyway, just the two of us. But yeah, it's nice to before it gets too cold. But I was just thinking, all right, so we're sitting here, playing with this recorder. What would be something that I might end up chatting with you about online or something that we end up talking on the phone about, but instead we can talk about such thing in person? Because I do that a lot now that I think about it.
Yeah,
we end up talking about a lot of shit.
We do. Yeah. We've covered a lot of ground in the stuff we talk about.
Yeah.
It would have to be something that's usually triggered by something that goes on in the news, something out there.
Yeah.
Some kerfuffle on Reddit at the very low end of the important spectrum all the way on up to, you know, talking about geopolitics.
I think it's different. I think it's like, it's not like we talk about, oh, there's shit in my life and I'm trying to figure it out and I need help or whatever. I think often when we talk, it's more like, I have an idea of something, like I'm thinking about something, but I really need to know if it makes sense or if I'm just thinking something nonsense and I should stop thinking that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like I need someone who I can trust to give me a sanity check, because as I get older, I'm starting to find certain things more important than others.
Like
and
what?
It's kind of new. I think I find money a lot more important than when I was younger. Like it means a lot more. Everything sort of gets heightened in a way. All the things that you're supposed to care about seem to heighten.
I mean,
and so I just think about it more.
I know people who would say that they usually talk about it through the lens of their own families.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, it's people with children. You don't have children.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of wondering where that pressure, that instinct to kind of take things more seriously or more importantly comes from.
A bit of security, actually. Stability.
So finally allowing yourself to think these through, whereas like 10, 20 years ago, you would not have the means to really contemplate.
It's like, you know how you have this. I have terrible analogies today, so apologies. But like, it's like an image stabilization thing. You turn it on, and then suddenly you can see things a little bit more clearly because it's stable.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what it's like. It's like more things become sharper focused. And you start, at least for me, you know, you start taking things more seriously. And I think I've noticed the same in my friends. That they're all, you know, taking things. Sorry, I'm just checking that it's still recording. Yeah, it's good. They're all taking life more seriously, and the things that they used to rely on when they were young don't seem to work anymore. It's new territory
like for them.
The most mundane things: buying a house, managing a career, raising kids, and trying to stay happy in a marriage. Mm-hmm. Big things. I mean, when I was younger, I never thought of those things as like life encompassing.
Yeah.
But they are big things. And I think, that the things that people seem to need to think about or to talk, like to figure out, is new. It's not something that like we as friends often talked about, but I see them wanting to talk more about that kind of shit. Like, you know, I was just hanging out with my friends a few weeks ago, and they were just like putting their credit card bills on the table to show me what it's like.
That's not a 25-year-old kind of conversation that you're having there. Yeah. I mean, do you think it's just a natural consequence of age? So did our parents, mm-hmm. do you think our parents did the same thing?
Yeah,
Just people do this?
Yeah. In fact, I think for my generation, mm-hmm. it seemed to come later than with people before.
Okay.
So part of it is age, but part of it is also just it seems to be getting delayed more and more. So
that feels true to me. Yeah. Mm. I mean, if you're in a high achieving career path, you're not actually really actualized until like your 30s, sometimes well into your 30s. So it's a pretty narrow, this is already, there's a bit of a mismatch. Mm-hmm. In that you're expected to make these big life decisions long before that point.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like one of the things that we actually hinge a lot of our aspirations on, your career, actually comes later than some of these other milestones, like maybe getting married, having a family.
Yeah.
So I feel like sometime after you've collected all those things, it seems inevitable that you might take stock at how you've laid it all out. And there might be small, slight impedances, like you said, slight mismatches that get amplified as the years go on.
Yeah, and they don't seem to go away.
Yeah.
I think, and it's not just because things aren't going their way. Things have always gone their way.
Mm-hmm.
Like objectively speaking, yeah, they've got stress, they've got money issues or whatever, but nothing's like, they're fine. I think it's, I don't know what it is, because I think it's kind of, it seems kind of new, but I think it is dealing with deeper shit like meaning.
Mm-hmm.
It comes down to those things. And I think people flirt around with the topic, but no one really knows how to even pose the question. Like it's corny for like a dude to be like, what is the meaning of all this? You can't readily ask that question of people
you know,
it's too big a question. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
People will talk about it indirectly. So I've noticed this. I've noticed people will talk indirectly about something that is supposedly safe and third party, like a film or like a, you know, a someone they know or something in the news, and they get super worked up over it. And it's because it's a personal. There's something.
Right.
There's a deeper confrontation. It's not like just about opinion.
Yeah, but you can project onto it and just use that at a safe distance.
Yeah, and I noticed my friends doing that a little bit. Not to say that way there's conflict, but I noticed them, like say, like when we talk about a movie, they'll be like, oh yeah, because we just went to go, one night it was just fucking, there's nothing to do, it was like raining, so we just went out to see a movie. And it was like, I always wanted to see Ad Astra. I like the, you know, like, well, okay. He's like, yeah, I don't think my wife would want to go see that. I just want to see that movie. If I go see that, they don't want to see it. So he wants to go see it, sucked. But he was trying to hint at this interest, and stoking a discussion about that as well, interest mm-hmm. in meaning, which I think movies like 2001 and shit allowed people to do in a sort of pseudo-intellectual way, but you know. But
no, I get it, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think this is a sign of a lack of fulfillment or a sign of some of fulfillment? I go back and forth on this one.
It's both. I mean, it's not terrible that they're thinking that.
Yeah.
I'm just noticing that it's happening. I didn't expect it to. And I think it's good.
Yeah.
So it probably comes from some level of fulfillment.
I mean, it's the comfort to be able to question some things.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot harder to talk to somebody who's, you know, 22, needs to make a living, is hustling, and then you just suddenly ask them, well, what if this all this money won't actually bring you fulfillment in life? You really can't pose that question at that point.